The Pentagon is reviewing the U.S. military-to-military relationship with China. A Defense Department memorandum earlier this week said the relationship was suspended until further notice. Pentagon officials are now saying contacts with the Chinese military are only being reviewed. Joining us now from the Pentagon is NPR's Tom Gelton. Tom, there seems to be some confusion here. What's going on?
Well, that's right, Linda. I mean, earlier today, there were all kinds of news bulletins as we were told that the Secretary of Defense, and I'm going to quote, has directed the suspension of all Department of Defense programs, contacts, and activities with the People's Republic of China until further notice. Now, that was a very dramatic announcement. It made it appear that there was a complete breaking of the U.S. military-to-military relationship with the Chinese military. But we've now been told that whoever wrote that memo misinterpreted Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. In fact, there has been no such breakage, but all military-to-military contacts between the United States and China will be reviewed on a case-by-case basis still. So it is still a chilling of the U.S. relationship.
Is there any military-to-military event taking place which could conceivably be canceled?
No, as a matter of fact, Rumsfeld was already reviewing these and none were scheduled. So this announcement today is really sort of the formalization of a policy that was already there. Doesn't have much importance in practice. I think the important thing here is actually the political message. U.S. officials have been saying that China will, quote, pay a price, unquote, for its holding of U.S. servicemen and women on Hainan Island. This development, although it's incremental, as we say, is certainly one more sign of that chilling trend.
This has happened before, hasn't it, Tom?
Well, U.S. military relations with China have, in fact, been suspended before after the Tiananmen Square in 1989, also after China did missile tests in 1995. China suspended military relations with the United States after the bombing of the Belgrade embassy in 1999. So this relationship, the military-to-military relationship, has always suffered when the broader U.S.-Chinese relationship has taken a turned down.
Thanks very much, Tom.
You're welcome, Linda.
NPR's Tom Gelton, reporting from the Pentagon.